Hey y'all, so I haven't done a podcast in about a month. I've been super busy. I just had my my 1-year-old's first birthday party, which was a welcome distraction, a great time. But I wanted to get on here today for a few reasons. One, like I said, I haven't recorded in a while, so I wanted to lay something down. Two, I had a question. So, for the past couple years, every type of family event or function, holidays, etc., my family has been the one who have acted out or created some type of drama or discord, disharmony, either coming and taking stuff or just some type of shenanigans. It's always something. And it's been that way for the last 5 years in my relationship. So with my fiance's family, I've never quite noticed any type of too much of an odd behavior from them at these family functions, because my family has been the one always acting up. So, you know, I took a break from my family for about a year, and during that year, I just prayed and prayed and prayed, because I was just tired. For the like I said, for 5 years, every time I meet up with them, it was something. I was always left. When they left, I felt depleted and like my energy was low. It felt like when hanging around with them, you know, on one side is good, I love them, but I always felt like they took more than what they brought. So his family, like I said, has never really been in the limelight. They've kind of been riding under the radar because my family has been the one to show out. So during this year off, like I said, from prayer, we had our baby girl's first birthday party. So, you know, I thought about it. I want them there. How are they going to act? Am I ready emotionally? Am I ready spiritually to take this on? Here it is. I'm a new mommy. You know, this is totally different. All these different thoughts was racing through my head. Of course, my anxiety is sky high because you never know what you're going to get. You know, it can be all good. It can be all left. You never know who's going to get too drunk or whatever. So this year, I felt more equipped to handle whatever they may have brought. So at my daughter's party, you know, we're setting up. So here they come. So I'm like, all right, Lord, I got this. Whatever it is, I can handle it. Whatever happens, whatever said, whatever, whoever did what, I'm okay. I have my support system. I have my team now that I've created within that year. So the party comes, and you guys, you won't believe who showed out this year at the family function. So, like I said, for the last 5 years, it's been my family. So, lo and behold, his family, my fiance family, kind of showed out for the first time in 5 years. And my family was absolutely amazing, on time, helpful, positive, kind, warm, everything, brought beautiful gifts, everything you want your family to be when they come to your party. They absolutely were. And his family, for the first time in 5 years, I saw a side of them that I never saw. I don't know if it was God's way of finally showing me something I probably overlooked, because I've always had such a keen focus on my family behavior and wondering what they're going to do, what they're not going to do, that I've never noticed any mishaps perhaps his family have done. It got overlooked. So for the first time, I saw behaviors, and I don't want to, you know, I guess this is my podcast, I can name whoever the hell I want to name. My mother-in-law, I saw a side of her I never saw. This is a woman that's always act like for her shit don't stink, you know, just prim and proper for no reason. And I saw a side of her, and actually many people saw a side of her that he couldn't refute. So I'm just curious to know, like, what happened on that day. My family came. They were perfect. They were loving. His family came, and they exhibited behaviors my family normally would have. They were late. They were rude. They were obnoxious. They were overbearing. I mean, just too much. They were. I came home, you know, after the party and just laid in bed like, what happened spiritually? What happened in the spiritual realm? Because for 5 years, I've just been somewhat burdened with, you know, the behaviors of my family and having to explain it afterwards and, you know, carry all that on my own shoulders. And I felt some type of way because they behaved the type of way. And just all of it. So I wonder if God was like, enough, my child, I free you. God heard my prayer. God heard my cry. The universe gathered around me and just brought a calm around me and my family, that they were just on their best behavior. And his family were a disappointment. I feel like their presence brought disharmony. So, I don't know. Have you guys ever had a situation like that where tables got turned? And, you know, something usually happens to you and now it's happened to the other person. And how do you deal? Do I feel guilty because, oh, now it's his family? Or do I celebrate the fact that, oh, good, you know, from my year off of prayer and healing, they acted right? Like, I don't know how to feel. And, you know, he is completely embarrassed and I think he can't handle it. He's not strong enough to handle it because, like I said, for all these years, his family have been the proper one. And here they are, 5 years later, completely showed their ass out. Every type of character flaw they had, a light was shown on them. Very, very ugly. So I don't know what happened. I'm curious. So let me know if you guys ever experienced something like that where tables got turned. Should I celebrate or should I feel bad about it? Let me know. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.